morning, Miss Diane. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Pretty good. You got the whole Mad Hatter Morning Show crew. So it's a group of us fellas in here that do this morning show Monday through Friday on 97.9 The Box in Houston.
Oh, good Lord.
But we know when it comes to hip-hop and groups of men, you have no fear. You're in the mix. We already know that from reading your story early this morning on the Huffington Post. So you get a divorce from your husband pretty much because of your love of hip-hop.
In a manner of speaking, yes.
Well, or at least that was the straw, that the final straw, as they say.
That's right. That's right. It was the last nail in the coffin.
So what happened? I mean, did one day you just wake up and you turn on a radio like, man, this Waka Flocka guy is really doing it for me here.
Well, actually, I started through trying to learn a little bit more about social media.
Right.
And I found that celebrities and musicians, rap artists, were doing a really good job of connecting with their fans on social media, and I personally felt Waka Flocka was number one at engaging his fans. So I did a blog post about him and another rapper doing such a great job on social media, and he retweeted it and then followed me.
Wow.
And so that started me getting more interested in his music and kind of reconnecting with my, you know, because I'm an 80s girl. I was there when Rapper's Delight first came out. So it kind of reconnected my love of hip-hop and rap, and I started blogging reviews.
As this is going on, as you're getting this rekindled passion, if you will, your husband is like, hey, really, Diane? Let's find something else to love, dear.
Exactly. Why can't we listen to Keith Urban? That type of thing.
By the way, Keith Urban's not bad.
He's not bad. But I'm not a big country music fan, although I do like some country music. But my ex-husband unfortunately did not share my love of hip hop and rap or rappers.
And it caused that kind of dissension in the household?
Well, it was that and other things,
right.
You know, like we just didn't have a lot of compatibility. We didn't share a lot of similar interests, and Waka coming to Fort Lauderdale and me being about half an hour away, wanting to go to the concert very badly. And basically I was kind of told, my husband said, I don't want you to go, but I'm not going to stop you from going.
So did he think you were going to be hurt with this crowd of young urban youth?
I don't know what he thinks happens at a rap concert. I'm sure a lot of things do happen, but he seemed to be trying anything to get me not to go, and I think he thought that if he told me that, boy, there'll be a lot of African-American men there, and they might try hitting on you, that would scare me off, and I'm like, I'm going to go see Waka.
Okay, so you decided to go. Take us to that night, because it's been a long time since Sugar Hill Gang. So rap has changed.
Yes, it has.
So take us on the journey that night.
Well, I when I got there to the club, I was not the only white person there.
What?
Oh, it was a totally mixed group. There were women older than me there, white
what?
Women.
What?
Wow.
There were Hispanic, African American, Caucasian, from their teens to their 60s.
Wow.
It was amazing. And, you know, the whole Brick Squad Monopoly crew was there. Huda Kid, Haitian Fresh, K.O. Red, Sugar Shane performed and was awesome. And I'm right down there, like two people away from the front of the stage.
Wow.
Most of the time. And I caught a little flack from some of the little white kids in the audience.
What were they saying?
One of them said to me, hey, lady, this isn't Woodstock.
Oh, man.
And which was offensive to me because I'm a little bit too young for Woodstock.
Wow. Okay.
But other than that, it was awesome.
Had a great time.
Nobody cared who you were, what you looked like, how old you were. It was all about the music. It was all about the energy. And, you know, Waka is, I'm 5'9", and in the picture, he towers over me. So he's like 6'7".
Yeah, he's tall.
And he was just such a commanding presence, and he sang his hits and you know, interacted with the audience. And it was just a really awesome concert.
Diane, give me your three favorite Waka Flocka songs.
Hard in the Paint.
Yeah!
Get Low and Fist Pump.
Ooh. All right.
I love that song, Fist Pump.
You're not really a mainstream lady, are you?
Okay. Hey, I didn't choose the thug life. The thug life chose me.
So now, this brings you back to writing. So you blog about, you know, all urban music or just hip-hop per se?
Well, what I actually blog about, because of Waka's kind of support of me, I started getting young, upcoming rap and hip-hop artists sending me their music, asking me what I thought. And I do have a musical background, although it's not in rap, but I started doing reviews as best I could as a 52-year-old white woman. And, you know, I do have musical ability, so I'm able to pick up on things like that. And so I started getting all these submissions from people, and that helped me know people. And in meeting some of these young artists who are so talented, that is also what helped ignite my love of music again, and kind of the whole urban culture. And I've met some wonderful people.
Will you ever get married again?
Oh, I don't know. I think you can tell he'd probably have to be a pretty special guy.
Yeah, probably. Well, good luck to you on that. Now,
thank you.
You're on Twitter, though. It's WebDiva423.
Yes.
And do you have a website as well?
Yes, my blog is deepcommotion.com.
All right, so people can follow you there and see what you're talking about.
Sure, yeah, and see some of the new artists, some of the younger kids that are coming up that are trying to get a name for themselves and get their music out there.
Well, interesting story, Diane D. I appreciate your time this morning. Good
Thank
luck
you.
To you and everything that you're doing, too, okay?
Thank you all very much. I appreciate it.